covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
Sony has given gamers a first look at the design of its next console, as well as some of the titles it will play. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, Sony opted to stream a pre-recorded video rather than host a live event. The PlayStation 5 has a black core surrounded by curved white edging and a blue glow. Two follow-ups to best-selling PS4 releases were among the standout games' announcements: Spider-Man, Miles Morales, and Horizon, Forbidden West. Sony's machine will launch alongside Microsoft's rival Xbox Series X before the end of the year. So many people remarked that the console looked like a Wi-Fi router that the term trended on Twitter shortly after the event. More than 24 new games were shown off in total. Other highlights included a first look at Sony's racing game, Gran Turismo 7, and a brief look at Capcom's zombie horror game, Resident Evil 8. The PlayStation 5 is set to go on sale later this year, 7 years after the PS4. In addition to being able to deliver improved visuals, the new machine also has a customized hard drive that will make it possible to radically reduce load times. Sony is building a library of launch titles that will only be available on its next-generation machine, including some brand new titles never before seen. One of the more unusual games was Stray, a third-person cat adventure that's set in a neon-lit cyber city. There was no mention of any virtual reality games, however, nor was there any mention of a PlayStation 5 version of The Last of Us 2. Rather than a quantum leap, this next generation looks like it might be built around lots of smaller improvements in areas like audio, with 3D sound and improved haptic feedback in the controller. Beyond better visuals and faster loading times, what does the next generation actually mean when it comes to games? On this evidence, more of the same: shooters, racers, third-person adventure titles, and sports games. Things we already have, but graphically improved.